Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Share number 62. Some people who have a strong drive for power will misuse this drive by verbally abusing others. They enjoy people cringing before them, or they enjoy the power of having other people run to do what they request out of fear of being insulted, so they feel powerful. It's a sense of power that's fed to them, and that's why they verbally abuse others, to compel them to abide by his wishes. And they feel this is what real power is, which of course is a misconception, because true power is self-discipline. HaKayvish Yisrei. True power is the ability to help people grow. True power is the ability to give encouragement to others. Verbal abuse externally seems tough, power, but it's a sign of weakness. It's not strength. And if you have previously tried to gain the feeling of power in ways that cause pain to others, work now on gaining positive feelings of power by helping others accomplish their goals. If you have a strong personality, you have the powerful gift of using that strong personality to help people. So don't misuse the concept of power. Don't believe that verbally abusing somebody is power. It's a weakness. It's cowardice. Regarding praising, it's very important to praise people. Some people would like to praise others, but they are at a loss at words. Some people have trouble with the concept of praising others. It's like pulling teeth. They don't feel comfortable doing so. When you motivate other people with praise, then you don't need to use insults. Now, when you try to praise somebody, of course, you don't sound artificial. You're sincere. You work on being sincere about it. Now, there's a major distinction between sincere praise and flattery. They may sound similar, but they're opposites. Praise is a good midah, to praise somebody. Flattering, chanufa, is a negative midah. What's the difference between the two? They both sound similar often when you're saying nice things to somebody else. One is praise, the other is flattery. What's the difference? Flattery is when you make positive sounding statements for the purpose of manipulation. You're trying to take advantage of somebody for your own personal gain, and the way to do it is to flatter them. However, sincere praise is when you say positive things to a person for their benefit. For their benefit, to build them up. That's healthy praise. When you praise others, the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, when you sincerely praise others, you fulfill the commandment of V'ahavta Re'acha Kamecha. You want him to feel good in the present, and you want him to feel encouraged for the future. It's terrific. You did a great job. So thoughtful of you. That was very smart, magnificent. It was a brilliant idea you thought of. Very kind of you. Your kindness helped me in so many ways. I commend you for your efforts. All these things to build a person up. Now, praise is positive when the person you're telling it to will appreciate it. Now, if you go overboard, excessive, some people don't like that. They don't like excessive compliments. They feel it cheapens it. Overpraising can be annoying to some people, or even insulting to some people. So for those people who you could see they're not comfortable with excess praise, then you praise them in a minimum way, in a more subtle way, and that gives them more sipak ha-nefesh. You do that. So a lot, even when giving praise and trying to help make a person feel good, you need to know their personalities. If they are a reserved personality, it's clear they're not comfortable with excess praise, then you word it in a more formal way, in a positive formal way. If it's a person that really needs that enthusiastic encouragement, then you work on giving that to them. One has to be careful. Also, very often praises that hint to an insult. You know, they're sort of, there's a maliciousness to it sometimes when you praise somebody and you're hinting to an insult. For example, someone is getting married. Don't praise the bride or groom for some trivial quality, which could imply that there's nothing else to praise that person about. You know, or for example, someone read a speech. Don't say, "I see you know how to read." Sounds like a praise, but what you're basically saying is that you're reading from a script. You don't know how to speak. Or that there's nothing to be gained by what you're saying. Or you're insulting them for not being more spontaneous. You're reading everything from a piece of paper. So you say, "I see you know how to read." So it sounds like a praise. You know how to read. Very nice. But you're insulting him. Sometimes a person could, and this is real terrible manipulation, is you praise one person, and really what you're doing is you're criticizing subtly the other person that's nearby. An example of this would be, is let's say you have two people working on a project. You're an employer, right? And you're satisfied with the work of one of the employees, but not the other. So don't say praise to one of them, like, "At least you did a good job." The other person will feel hurt. Or very often, if you have a father that's very upset at a particular son, as an example. So what he'll do, the father, in a subtle way, he'll take the other son, the brother, and be very warm towards that person, warm towards the sibling, very special warm feelings and hugs and encouragements. And the other son, he's not yelling or screaming or abusing, but there's more silence or coldness. So it's subtle, right? You're not abusing the son that you want to hurt. You didn't say anything negative at all. You didn't yell. You didn't scream. You may have even said a few words. But your excess praise of the other brother in his presence is basically saying, "He's good. You're a piece of dirt." You're not saying that, but that's what's being implied. So don't praise somebody in a way that would imply criticism of another. You know, you're in a full room of rabbeim, or you have, let's say, just two rabbeim in a room, and a manal is praising one excessively, and the other one, he's not saying anything, not cursing him out, but not saying anything. That is implied criticism. That's a noas devarim. What do you mean, a noas devarim? You didn't say anything negative, but every word you said was conveying a negative. Every praise you said for the other person, your intent was to curse out the other one. You didn't actually do that, but that's what you're doing. That praise is poison. Some people praise and then add insults to it, right? "You spoke very well. It's a shame that your writing is so incomprehensible." Or, "You look great. It's too bad you don't have brains to match it." Or, "You did a great job this time. I'm surprised that you did so well since you never did such quality work before." So again, you would say, people don't talk this way to be so insulting. Believe it or not, people do. And if they don't, and they're smart enough to do it in more subtle ways, they do it in more subtle ways. In the presence of other people, insults are much more painful. The more people there are, the more painful it is, because others are hearing the insult directed at you. Others are seeing or witnessing that verbal abuse. And therefore, the victim of that verbal abuse experiences more embarrassment and more humiliation. The Gemara says that if you humiliate someone in the presence of others, it's equivalent to murder. The severity of such a crime is enormous. So even if someone has difficulty having self-control, and sometimes falls into a noas devarim, but this part of it, You have to force yourself. Never embarrass another person in the presence of other people. And this is a source of revenge very often, unfortunately. Person's motivated to insult others as revenge. So they will want to yell and insult and hurt somebody in front of other people to really get them embarrassed. You have to realize the ramification of your words and how terrible the ramification is. People tend to be more likely to violate an SFR when they're under pressure, when they have tension. But no matter how much pressure you feel, no matter how much tension you have, does not give you an excuse to cause other people pain. So be aware how you usually act under pressure and prepare yourself in advance to be calm and relaxed as much as possible, or learn skills and tools of how to go about doing so, so you don't fall into the trap of a Nos Dvarim. So to reiterate the points of this share, some people are power hungry. They desire power and they use verbal abuse to control. But verbal abuse is a true sign of weakness, not strength. These people are cowards. Don't think you have power by verbally abusing others and having them feel forced to do things for you. You may feel powerful, but the Torah has a different view of power. Self-discipline. HaKayvish Es Yitzray. Praise people, not flatter them. Flattery is manipulation. Praise is sincere, to truly build them up, to truly have them fulfill the best in themselves. Don't praise in ways that hint to insults. Don't praise in ways that you're criticizing another person nearby. Don't add insults after you praise. And at the very least, never violate Einoas Devarim by embarrassing a person in front of other people. And if you're pressured, and you're nervous and you're tense, you have to work on tools to calm that down. Because that could lead to a lot of mechshalim. While if you learn how to calm yourself down, it'll save you from a lot of hate. Bracha v'atzlacha.